are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls. Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing very well. This is a new year.
It is. Happy New Year. And Happy you know what new that year. Means. Listen.
Cheers to a new year.
Yeah, there you go. Pour a glass of wine.
So for today's episode, which is our second podcast episode, we are going to talk about some things that we did in 2018, some restaurants that we visited, and we are going to speak of some new restaurants opening in 2019 and places that maybe are already open but that we haven't been to.
Right.
And we are resolving to go to those places.
Yes. While others are making New Year's resolutions to
be healthy and not
healthy
eat.
And not eat, we're making New Year's resolutions
we're
to
We're just
going to
eat away.
Okay, but in all seriousness, people, like this isn't our, like our life isn't eating food like this every day. We actually do eat very healthy and work out on a very regular basis.
Yeah, several days a week,
yeah.
I would say. Yeah. It's just weekends and holidays.
Yeah. Which we're coming off of what seems like one big weekend holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little bloated.
I am too. Well, we had, let's see, we had Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas night. Tried to have a day of reprieve in there on the 26th, but those cookies were just calling my name. They were just calling my name every day. And then the 27th was
your
my birthday.
And so we celebrated.
We did. We went out and spent the day in Sewickley, had a great lunch at Mediterra.
Which is a new restaurant opened in 2018.
They did. I think they opened in like April, maybe. I've been wanting to go there for a really long time. We've been talking about that a lot, and we finally got to go. It seems for us like it's on the other side of the world, even though it's like 45 minutes away from us, but it seems like to...
It's so beautiful out there.
Oh my gosh. I love Sewickley. Yeah. And to shop there. And we did that too.
We shopped.
Yeah. So Erin at Luna, we went over there. She was running a special because she's going to be moving out of that gorgeous space that she's currently in.
I know. It's so beautiful.
It is. But she has her like special occasion dresses were on
50%
sale. Off. Yeah. So
we took full advantage of that.
We sure did. Yeah.
Bloated and all. We didn't
exactly.
care.
It didn't
we
matter.
We bought dresses.
That's right. Yeah. It's all good. So that was fun. And then... had a little bit of time in between that, and then we all went to my dad's house for dinner.
For another big meal, which was really good.
It was. And it was late, and it was lasagna.
It was
and
a
homemade
late lasagna.
Bread, and my sister made all that homemade bread.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness. It was so good.
Yeah. And, you know, and cake and cookies. So, oh my gosh.
Yeah, right. We are on overload.
Yeah. Very full.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we are going to get back on track again. And we are still going to visit the restaurants that we want to visit.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. Yeah. We're going to still eat and we're going to tell you all about it.
Yes. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's talk about some of the great places that we did go this year. First, let's give maybe a little bit of background. So, I mean, eating out isn't something, even though our Instagram is just new from June of 2018. We like started our food Instagram pages. Food is something that we've shared on our personal pages for a long time. And it's something that we do. We go out to eat a lot and we entertain at home. But that just kind of, we just kind of started that in June with sharing that with everybody else, which has been a lot of fun.
And in the course of doing that, we have visited a lot of great new places.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And some that have been established for a while because Pittsburgh has a lot of great places.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about today, we're going to maybe mention some of our favorite main courses, appetizers, desserts, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting, I think, a year from now, possibly to listen back to this and see if we feel the same.
Right.
Or if there are some new places that are just really going to blow us away.
Yeah. You know, I'm a person who doesn't tend to have, like, sometimes people say, what is your all-time favorite meal or what is your all-time favorite dessert? I have a really hard time putting my finger on that, like, mm-hmm. to say, oh, no, my go-to is always going to be XYZ. Like, it's not for me. So I feel like it's kind of, where am I at? What's my mood? You know?
Yeah. And don't you think that some dishes that you love, maybe we talked last time about stories, you know, around the table and yeah. going along with recipes. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that I will tell you are my, you know, as I will say, are my very favorite mm-hmm. because my mom made them growing
right.
up
oh,
or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, it's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic, yeah. 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 But it's very hard to just say, hey, this is my favorite all-time
right.
meal ever and I want to eat it all the time or
right.
whatever.
Or if we say we have a favorite now, like saying, oh, this is our favorite dessert, it's not to say we haven't had other great things. It's just this is, it's more of a, it's a repeat thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, those things that kind of stick on your brain that
yeah.
you can't quit thinking about that
yeah.
sometimes you just crave and you want, you know.
Right.
Maybe more than other things.
So sometimes. We're like kind of talking about dessert. I mean, let's just go with that for a second and say life is short. Eat dessert first.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about dessert first, right?
Okay.
Why
yeah.
not?
I like that.
So we've had a couple really good dessert experiences. If you're looking for something that's like smaller, very rich, fancy, La Riviera has some beautiful French desserts.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. Very...
You feel very,
very
regal
yeah.
eating them.
You do, and they're very rich.
Very. And very delicious, and like you said, beautiful presentation.
And they're gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
They're absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I would have to say my two, like, favorite all-around dessert places are going to be, oh gosh, Casey Renee at the Whitfield. Like, she kills it every time.
The macarons are like none other.
She does, I mean, anything, like
anything
I've
makes,
had of her, like
right.
her cakes, like everything she does is so good. I've not, I think the one time we had ordered, we went in, there were several of us, we had ordered, I think everything, everybody ordered something different and we got everything that was on the dessert menu and I tasted everything that was there and there wasn't one thing that I thought, oh, I wouldn't order that. You know, I think everything I was like, oh, I would order that again.
Yeah.
It was all very good. And we've gone again and like shared dessert. So I can't even say one specific thing that she does because it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, my husband's work party, Paul's work party was there, his
yes.
holiday party
right.
at the Ace Hotel. And the chocolate cake, and it was just regular chocolate cake. It was the best chocolate cake I've ever had.
Hmm.
I ate 4 pieces.
Oh.
They may not have been huge
That's
pieces.
Funny. I don't remember you telling me that you ate
because,
4 pieces.
That's because I didn't tell you.
Wow.
I was ashamed of myself.
Yeah. I mean,
but not
I
so ashamed that I won't tell everybody now to go eat her chocolate cake if you get a chance because it is the best.
All
so
right.
good.
Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah,
so that's
pieces.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I wonder what size those pieces were. Okay. We
they
won't
really
even talk about
that. Big.
Right. 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 Right.
They weren't.
Sure. Butterwood Bake Consortium.
Oh my goodness.
And the atmosphere.
Oh, I love it.
It's great. Yeah.
So calming.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, and I feel like there too, that everything we had, the two of us ordered what, like 6 things or something?
Yeah. Well, listen,
we don't
this
eat
is
it
kind
all.
Of our job, right?
Right.
So we go someplace and we need to try as many things so that we can report to the people.
Exactly.
It's our job.
Again, we're doing it for you
it's
guys.
For you.
Yeah.
So yeah. Our plate, I mean, we really had no room for anything else.
No. No.
Because
no,
we
no.
had so many plates of dessert and
yeah.
everything was
delicious.
Magnificent.
Yeah. It
and
was.
And we always, when we do that, we bring food home to our families and our families always feel the same.
Right.
Like, the food is just really good.
Right.
And those desserts were amazing.
And I think the... And I am so sorry because her name escapes me right now. But if I'm not mistaken, I think she's self-taught.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could, don't quote me on that, guys, but I am pretty sure that I had read that somewhere that she was self-taught. And her desserts are amazing.
Yeah, we'll get her name and we'll include it in our show notes.
Yeah, that was good. But all-time favorite go-to,
acorn
carrot cake. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it is so good. I know that on Instagram there are probably a few times that we've shared the carrot cake, like actually in our feed, let alone in our story as well. It's just so different. It's not like your typical carrot cake. I don't know what he does, because Scott spent quite some time without telling us what the recipe originally was and what he does with it. And it's intense, that you go through. Like when you're eating that, certainly appreciate it, because there's a lot that goes into it. And he uses every part of everything. You know, I love the little fried carrot tops.
At first we were like, because of the texture, what is this?
Yeah.
And then we realized that they were the tops of the carrots.
Yeah.
And we thought that was genius.
Yeah. And the icing, it's just so fluffy and
heavenly,
creamy. It's delicious.
And what I love is that the cake sits on the bed of icing.
It does.
So it's not your traditional cake where it's iced on top, but right. It actually sits on a bed of icing.
Right. What I also love is that they know if we're there to eat, we don't even have to order it anymore.
Just they bring
just
it on
know
out.
They're good, but that's going to be what we want. It is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super yummy, delicious. Head to Acorn in Shadyside on Walnut and give the carrot cake a try.
Yeah,
and
if
you haven't had dessert at the Whitfield, the food is also excellent there. Give them a try. Butterwood Bake Consortium, give them a try. They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as new things happening with food and with desserts, speaking of Casey Renee, they are doing the high tea now.
Yeah. So there's been two of them. Mm-hmm. Now, and we'll talk about those. Those are a lot of fun. Yeah. They've got two under their belt.
Follow mm-hmm. their Instagram.
Yes.
Because they sell out.
They
so
do.
If you love a high tea and you want to go to something that has, it's a high tea with a little bit of a modern twist, I would say.
It
would
is.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's definitely something to,
yeah.
You know, if you want to go to something like that.
Right.
As soon as the tickets go for sale, buy them because they sell out.
Yes. Yeah. We should do a little, maybe we'll do an episode on tea and whatnot. We can talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, for sure. Give her. She does. I think it's on her Instagram. You'd want to give her a follow. Because she then will put she puts the link in her bio for tickets. And who knows? I don't remember when the next one might be, but we've been to two of those now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're amazing.
Really good. Yeah. All right. So we covered dessert.
Yeah.
Now what? Life is short. Eat dessert first. Do we go to the front end of the meal?
Sure.
All right.
Because you know what comes to my mind.
What?
Take a guess. Bread and butter.
Yeah, well, we're back at Acorn then.
I know.
Interesting fact. I don't know. Maybe it's not interesting, but I just give you a little bit of information about Jennifer. Like, she's not into goat anything.
Mm-mm. No, I just don't like the flavor of goat. And I hate it because so many phenomenal culinary meals are centered around goat, lamb. I don't like goat. I don't like lamb.
Yeah.
But
favorite starter is the bread and butter at Acorn.
Which is goat butter.
It is. It's not real goaty.
It's not goaty at all.
No, it's super creamy. And that they make homemade sourdough, and they put there's some frisée lettuce on there.
Strawberry.
They'll
honeycomb.
Do strawberry or peach or whatever a seasonal kind of fruit is that they add to that. And then there's the honeycomb.
Yeah, the fresh honeycomb. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's delicious.
And it's the combination of all of those things
mm-hmm.
on that amazing bread.
Right.
It just works.
It's delicious.
It is so good.
Yeah.
And it's a staple for us every time we go there.
Yeah. So those are the two things. Like we start and end our meal the same
every time.
Every time we go to Acorn. Yeah. I feel like this is so far an episode about Acorn.
I know.
We do love them there. It is great.
We do.
It is a wonderful neighborhood restaurant. Scott is an amazing chef. He is just, his mind is always creating something new, and everything we have had there is delicious.
They're very passionate about
the
food.
They are, and the staff is wonderful.
The service,
they're very attentive. The
impeccable.
Service is great. Yeah. They all know. They know the food. And they do some really cool things together, even as a staff, you know, how they eat meals together and they celebrate holidays together sometimes. I mean, it's just a really, it's a really nice vibe there.
Yeah.
Very, very, very nice place to go. So yeah, so we start and end our meals at Acorn.
Hey, we've been known to go someplace, eat, have dessert at that place, and then go and have dessert at Acorn.
It's true. It's a little embarrassing, but also I'm a little bit proud of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give some other places.
Yes. Let's move on to someplace else. We want to talk about drinks. Because you order a drink with every meal. So yeah. we're typically wine girls.
Yeah.
That's, it's hard to kind of break us into doing anything else because we really, I mean, that's just kind of a thing. Maybe it's a little bit because of our Italian.
I think so.
Heritage.
Just a glass of wine with a meal. Mm-hmm. It's very normal for us.
I remember
always,
I mean, even from being like a teenager.
Yeah.
Me and all my teenage cousins would be at the table. Like, everybody just had a glass of wine with Christmas Eve dinner or whatever we were celebrating.
Yeah. But we've been invited to some great events.
Yes.
Which has featured some great cocktails.
They have. So, do you have a favorite cocktail? I have a favorite cocktail from this year.
Yeah. So, I have two that are very close in the running, and I'm wondering if yours is one of those.
Mine is probably going to be one of them, and I think I know what your two are, but go ahead.
Shall we say it at the same time and see if we say the same thing, or is that confusing?
Yeah.
One, two, three. I would say Livin' La Vida Loca.
Yeah, Livin' La Vida Loca. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite cocktail from this year.
See, we would have said it at the exact same time.
We would have. So that's at the Commoner. By genius bartender Alex Dando. He is
young.
Oh my gosh, he is. He's like, what, 24, 25, something like that. I don't know, but he's amazing. He knows his stuff. Like, we've been there for a couple of different things. When we were there for the most recently, they had an event that was the
Buddy, the Elf.
No.
Not that one.
Before that.
Oh, I always forget
repeal.
This, the repeal day. I always forget
why
that
was
word.
I like, yeah.
I don't know why. I'm always like, it's something with an R, but I can never.
But they
remember.
Had cocktails that like matched every, you know, that were for every course. If you did the, if you did the dinner, like the repeal day dinner that they had, the prefix dinner, there was a cocktail that went with every course. And Alex came around to the table and he like brought his bar cart out and he mixed everything. And,
he's so knowledgeable.
He's very knowledgeable. And what I thought was really cool then is that, so we had taken our sons and daughter-in-laws with our husbands to this event. It was a lot of fun. And there were a bunch of different choices that could be made, like selections that they could, when it came to certain cocktails. And I'm not super familiar with all, like with the Manhattan and with all of these different things, but you know, it was, he would give them a choice of different gin. Like, do you want this gin, that this gin, that, you know, and
yeah.
And then, you know, they can make different selections. So anyway, my son asked me, he said, he didn't ask me. He brought something. He said, I wish I could remember what it was because he made such and such a cocktail for Abby, his wife. And then, and he said, whatever it was, the gin that was in, it was like so good. I would love to buy a bottle of that to have. And I said, okay, well, next time we go to the Commoner, like, I'll ask Alex if he remembers. Do you know, I hardly had it out of my mouth. I said, hey, when we were here and, you know, my son's wife ordered such and such, you know, and there was a gin. And he just right away, like, blurted. He said, oh, yeah, that's Blue Coat. It's the only good thing to come out of Philadelphia. Like,
yeah, he told the story behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he did. And but he remembered.
Yeah.
Thinking, like, how do you remember what drink you mixed for my son's wife? But, I mean, I don't know. That was really cool. Yeah, he's a genius. That Live in La Vida Loca. So good. It tastes like beet. Let's just like go back to what the original cocktail was we were talking about. So it has a definite beet flavor to it.
Which is also interesting. I don't like beet, but I like this cocktail.
Yeah. But it's got beet and heat, but not the kind that like it's spicy, but it doesn't like linger in your throat.
No, it comes and it goes.
Yeah. Quickly. It's real smooth. It's a little bit sweet and a little bit spicy, and that is delicious. And then I know what your second one is because it's turducken. Also, the turducken. It's also an Alex Dando cocktail. Yeah, it's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. I really like that there a lot.
Yeah.
Their food is good there as well.
It is. Yeah, it really is. And I feel like their menu is kind of something for everybody too. If you have somebody that's a little more adventurous, there are some things on the menu for those that are a little bit more adventurous. But, you know, you can get a good burger, you know.
Yeah, there's a nice wide variety selection there.
Yeah. While we're talking about drinks too, I just want to say, because we are definitely more wine girls. Beer is not something that I'm like really, really ever into. It has to be like super, super cold. I would never just say, boy, I could really go for a beer. It's not me. But so we did an event, kind of like a meet and greet type thing that we did, that Leaning Cask in Springdale, did with us. And it was, I thought we should be drinking beer, like, because this is, you know, we're here at a craft brewery, we should be doing this.
Yeah, because they do offer a couple of wines from a local winery
they do,
but we wanted to take part in what they had to offer.
We wanted to try their stuff there. So we had some friends with us there that evening who really enjoy their beer.
Yeah,
you know, they live local in that area, and they go there frequently. I know, like, my son has been there a few times too, and he likes their stuff. But we did a beer flight. Yeah. And I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was very good.
It was
different.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm not, you know, completely converted to beer, but if I went there, I could certainly order. I would probably do the flight again because I like that. I don't know if I would just get
You get to try several different items on their menu, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Because then if you're not a beer drinker, you may find something that you really like that you wouldn't have tried otherwise.
Right.
So it's a really nice option, I think.
Yeah. So, and there are a lot of craft breweries now in Pittsburgh. And in the surrounding areas, there are. And I have gone to a couple of them, probably even going back, if we go back like a couple of years, to Brew Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they've got good stuff. I've tried Hitchhiker and a couple of different things that I've tried. But for all you beer drinkers, like, you're in a good place here in Pittsburgh. There's certainly a lot to go
several that have
on.
Opened.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, anyway, so that's the beverage talk, the beer. That's what we're talking cocktails, wine, beer.
But we are more food kind of people.
Yes.
I mean,
we don't go out, and usually if we're having something to drink, it's to, you know, it's just to enjoy along with our meal. We're not like out pounding them.
No, that's right.
That's not.
Which is why it's hard to have like a long segment on on this.
Right. It is. All right.
All right. So we've talked appetizers, although we've only really given the one appetizer.
We
correct?
Did.
Is there any?
Yeah.
Can you, is that, does anything else come to mind?
I don't know, because truthfully, when it comes to appetizer kind of stuff, I mean, we do try a lot of things in a lot of places and have had some really good appetizers out. But if I were to say, like, there's a kind of a favorite thing that I have where that is concerned, it's really kind of what we do when we're entertaining. And I love to do, you know, when it comes to like cheese, charcuterie, mm-hmm. like to do our own cheese board there and include things, you know, different olives and stuff like that. We do, you know, cheese and meat and maybe some chocolate covered fruit or some dried fruits. I love Marcona almonds.
So delicious.
Yeah. So there are some great places that you can go now, that serve stuff like that. I hate to say like Acorn has a you know, a plate that they do like that, but there are a lot of restaurants that do that as well.
Should and we I'm tell the that that's my favorite salumi one. Salami story.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That was at, Dinette, wasn't it?
It was at Dinette.
Yeah. We went to Dinette for dinner, the four of us. Jennifer and I and our husbands, and
God bless their hearts.
I know. They're just not as, not that we're completely refined or anything like
no.
that. I'm not saying that, but they're just not as familiar maybe with certain culinary terms.
Yeah, the terminology.
Yeah. So I can't even remember how that exactly started.
Well, Scott started. Wanted to ask a question about what was on the salami plate.
Oh, I remember what he said. He said he asked if there was cheese. What kind of cheese is on the salami plate? That's
so
it
maybe
was.
You should, because there are some people that may be like, well, what is salumi?
Yeah,
what
I mean, that? Salumi, it's cured meat, it's dried mm-hmm. meat, you know, and it's more kind of the Italian term for that, where charcuterie, which
it's
we
French.
Often use, yeah, is French. So six and one, half dozen the other, you're talking about cured meats, but it's not, you know.
And it's salumi. Silly, and it's a mistake that many people could have made. It just happened to be hilarious.
It was very funny. It was. Not to make it seem like we're not making fun of.
Oh, yes, we are.
A little. I'm just going to take a little sip of my wine here. It makes me remember the night well.
Yeah, it was just so funny, especially when I think she walked away. Our server walked away from the table.
Oh, my gosh.
And you said, hey, listen, you guys have any questions? You ask me first. And if I don't know, I will ask the server.
Oh, my goodness.
It was funny. Because of what we do, we have to kind of, it has to seem as if we sort of know
yeah.
what we're talking about.
Right?
And so they weren't doing a lot to help
make
our
it
cause.
Till you make it, guys. You know, like, I mean, I'm certainly not saying that we know all there is to know, because we really do not.
But no, we don't.
Fake it till you make it.
But we would never
yeah,
ask
keep
what
your
was
mouth
on the
shut.
Salami
yeah.
plate.
What cheese is on the salami plate? She like looked at him like, oh, yeah. there's no cheese. It's just meat.
Yeah, her head tilted yeah. to the side a bit.
She did.
She was trying to discern what
yeah.
he was
what
asking.
What is he saying? Yeah.
It was funny.
That was funny. So we brought that up. So since we told that story, we might as well kind of segue into pizza. Like if we have
yum.
Favorite pizzas.
Yeah.
Because
we had some good 2018 pizza.
Yes.
Good pizza in 2018.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I love pizza, but go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and go with your pizza? What's
okay,
your
so
favorite pizza
Michigan and Trumbull. The chorizo
yes.
pizza there was probably my favorite of the year. And I've had some fantastic pizza this year. That's not like I'm not trying to downplay anyone else's great skill, but that just was so delicious for me and extremely memorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Michigan and Trumbull, I feel like they have several different pizzas.
Well, you tried several, you said, and you said that every piece
yeah.
was just
everyone
as good, if not
everyone was just
better.
As good as the other. Yeah.
yeah.
It was. I mean, and similar to that style of pizza. So Michigan and Trumbull, for those who don't know, and if you don't know, how on earth do you not know that they are, like, where have you been? They are in Federal Galley
yes.
on the north side. So similar to that style pizza would be Ironborn, which is in Smallman Galley in the Strip. And
also
now also
delicious.
In Millvale, also delicious. But just truth be told, our first experience with Ironborn wasn't quite like our first experience with Michigan and Trumbull, mm-hmm. although we've had Ironborn since then, and it was very good.
Yeah.
Something that I really like is a lot of these places are putting the Mike's Hot Honey.
Oh, yes.
It's so good.
Yeah. What a combination. And it's so great.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's really, really good. And so in that style of pizza, I don't know if are there any other, I'm sure that there are. Like, we haven't eaten pizza at every, there are a lot of pizza places. So I don't know if anybody else has Detroit style pizza that I know of that is I don't want to say like commercial. They're not the commercialized, but that popular
trendy right now.
Yeah. So I don't know who else there may be that out there that's doing that. But those are two really good options for the thicker kind of Detroit style.
And it just really stuck out in my mind because when I had that chorizo pizza, wow. It was just so good. That's all I can say as well. There was really no other explanation for it. I enjoyed it that much. It was that good.
It was delicious. Recently, now we've not done this one together yet, but we definitely have to. And I said we have a very good friend that's from upstate New York, but we need to do this all together. Benny Fierro's on the South Side. New York style pizza. It reminds me of, you know, times that I've been in the city when you can get this like huge, mungus dollar slice of pizza, you know, and it is so good. It's just that basic slice of pizza, New York style, New Jersey kind of style pizza. Very, very good. This is the first time I hadn't even heard of it before.
You were at a party, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And people that they were like, this is our favorite pizza anywhere. So this is what we ordered. So I'm like, good choice. It was delicious and huge. The pizza is like itself.
Yeah.
Well, first
pictures.
Of all, a slice is like the wide end, like the crust end is wider than my face on each individual slice. But I think the pizza itself is like 28 inches across.
Wow.
That's the size of the pizza. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, really good.
It looks so good.
We need to go there together and take a girlfriend of ours there that I think she would really enjoy that. Might make her feel a little bit like home.
Yeah. Proper.
I know you and I had a good experience. Like, I had the harvest pizza at Proper. I thought it was good. I thought the crust was good. But along that style for me is Pizza Talio. Like, their pizza is so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's my...
And I've not been there yet.
Yeah. The Pig Face. Pig Face is good. Okay. Guys, if you have any pizza recommendation, anything like that, whether it's kind of a regular slice or something fancy like a wood-fired... We've had some good wood-fired from like pizza, like food truck pizza too.
Oh, yeah. And the breakfast pizza that we had.
Yeah. When we were at Brunchburg. Oh, geez.
What is the name? Yeah, we'll have to include that in the show notes as well.
Yeah, I might. Yeah.
So let me just say, we do our podcasts spontaneously because we say our tagline is welcome to our table. We want you to feel as if you're at our table.
Yeah.
And we are not going to have everything completely perfected in our brain.
No, because it's a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going everywhere during that point. We want it to be very honest and very realistic and what we want it to be a very good representation of who we are when we are talking and make you feel like you're part of that. So there will be times we're not going to just remember things. We don't rehearse things ahead of time. We will briefly say this is what we're going to talk about and that's it because we want everything to be very authentic. So if there's anything that we forget, please don't be offended, especially if you're a restaurant and you're listening to us or you follow us on Instagram. We are going to give you a shout out and include you in our show notes. And also, like you were saying before, if there is someone out there who makes a good pizza and we haven't mentioned them, let us know.
Yeah.
We want to try it.
We'll try it.
And if you have a differing opinion, we want to know about it. Yeah. We want to see, like, what do you think of these pizzas? Have you had them? Do you feel the same way? Is there another pizza a type by the same owner that you've had that you like better, maybe than the chorizo at Michigan and Trumbull or whatever? Maybe they have another pizza you like better. Let us know.
Yeah. That pizza that we're talking about from the food truck, we had at an event that was actually put on by Good Food Pittsburgh. It was called Brunchburg. It was at Hitchhiker Brewing in
Sharpsburg.
And it was a delicious breakfast pizza. And it was like their omelet breakfast pizza. It had red onion and tomatoes. There was some like really thick sliced bacon on there, and it was from wood-fired flatbreads.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I remember now.
And then I had gone to like that beach party thing that's up in East Liberty too, that they do right across from, it's like right in Bakery Square, and they were up there as well. And I had a regular, just a like kind of a regular, I don't remember what we picked whatever we wanted on there, and it was delicious. But that whole wood fired kind of thing, you know, it's like that cooking it so quickly, and it, you just get that really crisp crust there. I love that.
Nice. That's
so
and good. Thin and
yeah,
very good.
Yeah. So that was a great event, and that I think was our first experience with Wise County biscuits.
Oh man.
My gosh, best biscuits in the burg, people. I don't know, you might have a varying opinion on that one too, but that day, oh, we had these biscuits that had
blueberry chantilly cream.
There was chantilly cream, and there was some kind of a like an oat type of a crumble or something that was on it.
Oh my gosh,
it was heavenly. Yeah, and they do a killer breakfast sandwich, and every time they're at somewhere, they always sell out.
Well, there's a
anytime
good reason.
Somewhere, yeah.
Their
biscuits are their biscuits are amazing. Yeah. Their biscuits are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you found them also at the Bloomfield Market?
Yeah, they do the Bloomfield Saturday Market. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that too.
And they're a husband and wife team, correct?
They are.
Mm-hmm. That's always fun. Yeah. I like that. I like family affairs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a good story that goes along with them. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Delicious biscuits. Give them a try. If you have that opportunity, you want to give them a try.
So we've gone from appetizers to pizzas to biscuits.
We have. We're not even on a main course yet. Yeah. We're all over the place.
So do you want to visit main courses? What do you think?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. I'm thinking. Because I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to like go back to this, but if you're looking at something that is just appealing to everyone, it's Tuesday night at Acorn. They're doing Grace's Chicken now. It's like a regular Tuesday night kind of a thing, and it makes you feel like
family style.
It is family style, and it makes you feel as though you're at the Sunday
dinner at grandma's
with your
house
family.
For Sunday dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Grace's Chicken. It's their spin on Chicago's known Chicken Vesuvio. Yeah. And it's just an interesting, there's a really cool little story behind it because the chef there, Scott, is, you know, he was in Chicago. He's from that area. He's got, you know, that was like a thing there that he brought here, and he was talking about wanting to do that. And then one of the partners at the restaurant, Brian, was like, wait a second, that's not a Chicago thing. Like, my mom made that all the time. Tell me what's in that again, you know? And so his mom's name is Grace.
Yes.
And so they did this whole, like, Grace made some chicken and Scott made some chicken, and everybody, like, all of the staff there tasted, and they've got this thing going on Tuesday nights. And so for people who feel, you know, that maybe Acorn is a little too adventurous for their palate or something, first of all, let me just tell you this, trust the man, give him a chance at least, you know, once, go there and order something, because don't be afraid of his creativity in the kitchen. You know, he puts things together that maybe you might look at and think, I just don't know how this works, but it works.
Oh, man.
Everything.
It does.
Everything he does work. It is really, really, really good. But this is a very familiar kind of a flavor for people, and it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, and they serve it with a homemade fettuccine.
They do.
Correct? Mm-hmm. It's fettuccine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Very, very good. And there's like potatoes and carrots and
roasted potatoes,
peas.
And peas.
So good.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's a great family meal.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you can get the half chicken or the whole chicken. I think it's like, it might be like $16 and $32 or something like that. I can't remember what the exact price is, but it's supposed to be for two or four people. But
yeah,
I can tell you this, you do share it, but even the serving amount that's for two, you have food to take home.
Yeah.
There's way more than that,
and
especially if you order anything
else. That's a very reasonable price.
Oh my goodness, it is.
When you're talking about being able to share it and still have some left at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want to encourage people to take advantage of that while they're having it. I don't know how long that's going to last.
I don't know either, but they're still doing, it's been a couple of months now, I think, and they're still, they're still running that. So definitely at some point, I'm thinking he'll probably move on to something else. Yeah. Yeah. Because he's, you know, he's always.
Well, he's always wanting to make room for new creations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which are great. So, yeah.
We've been known
to. So go get it while it lasts.
Yeah. Because if they, sometimes they've posted like last night for such and such and. One time, we were getting ready for a 5K. We're out in North Park doing, you know, trying to get familiar with what the 5K.
See, we do exercise. Like. Yeah. This is proof.
See, this is proof that we exercise.
We have to.
And I don't know.
Did well, he Instagrammed.
Yeah, he Instagrammed something about this is it. That's the last night.
And we cut our run short and we ran to Acorn because it was the last night for that dish.
It was.
And it was worth it.
It was. Yeah. In our leggings, in our workout clothes.
Yeah, not our normal attire for visiting a restaurant. Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. We had to go. Okay.
It was delicious.
So that would be like a just a regular kind of a staple as to this is something that I think would appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
Well,
what are your thoughts?
We have the beautiful opportunity of being able to try new places because of what we do sometimes before they even open or offer certain things at existing restaurants.
Right.
And so there's a new restaurant opening January 8th called Baco Taco. Mm-hmm. It's going into Smallman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, just Baco.
It's Baco.
Baco like taco.
Baco like taco.
It's not Baco taco.
Not Baco taco. It's Baco.
It's Baco delicious.
It is Baco amazing. It is.
So the chef invited us to his home with a group of foodies to taste some of this food, and it was crazy good.
I
cannot wait to go back when it officially opens.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to go patronize them.
Yeah.
Because this guy is amazing in the kitchen.
Yeah. So his whole kind of thing is about mixing kind of the southern barbecue type flair in with a Mexican or more Latin kind of, you know,
Latin
with
flair.
The whole like Latin flair kind of thing. Yeah. And oh my goodness, he did one with pork belly that was, I mean, of course, we are suckers for pork belly in any form. Delicious. I mean, I'm just going to say that, let's just go back to like in a dessert realm. There were a couple different, the tres leche.
Man,
that was so good. First of all, they served us so much food. There was so much food. I've never seen so much food. Listen, when we entertain, we put a lot of food on the table. They were prepared for an army of people. There was so much food. And we literally had three very full main courses in addition to. We had tried there was like a grilled cheese type thing that was an appetizer.
It was a pork.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, it's escaping me right at this moment, but it was so
crazy
good.
Yeah, that bread was good.
I could have just eaten that all night long and they had enough. I could still be there eating. They had so much of it.
Right.
It was so, so good.
It was. It was delicious. And then the chorizo mac and cheese.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. That was great. And they did tamales, and then they had we tried four different types of tacos. And one was just as good as the next. I'm going to say like the pork belly one was my favorite.
Mine too.
But
the sauces that he makes, the crema, is it like a crema sauce,
I guess?
Yeah, it is
like a crema. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and that has
so
like
good.
Street corn. The one with that one has street corn on it. And it's really good. But what I was going to say, like all of this food, we were so full. And then they bring us the dessert, which was
crazy
out of this
good.
World good. And then they give us this kind of a to-go dessert, which it said on the little menus that they had prepared for us, it said, you know, hot chocolate to go with a chorizo straw. I don't know about you guys, but when I think like chorizo straw, not chorizo.
Chorizo.
Did I say chorizo? Oh my gosh. I have chorizo on the brain. I'm thinking about chorizo on my pizza, chorizo on my, not a chorizo straw. That would
thinking,
be very interesting. Talk about some interesting combinations. Not chorizo, people. Rewind, star. This is not what I'm trying to say.
That's
okay.
So funny.
churro.
That also like a, sounds delicious.
It does. We'll eat anything.
I mean, hey, we'll I will try totally it. Eat yeah. it.
If you want me to try it, I will. If you can make a chorizo straw, I'm game. Churro. It was a churro straw. Yeah. So I don't know what you guys think, but when I think of a straw, like I'm thinking of just this little, I'm thinking it's going to be this little churro that's sticking out of the hot chocolate. It was not.
It wasn't.
It was like the size of a freaking banana.
It was super size.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. The churro, the chorizo churro, not chorizo people. I'm just going to keep saying that. Jen can hardly control herself across the table here. Funny. She's like dying.
At first I'm like shaking my head like, it was delicious.
She wait a minute. If you could have seen the look on her face, guys, when she realized that I called a churro chorizo. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and we're making fun of my husband for calling salumi salami. I'm not even in the same neighborhood. At least he's talking about me. I'm not even in the same neighborhood. Anyway, the hot chocolate.
Oh.
So they serve this churro straw, which was not a straw at all. It was huge, yes, with this hot chocolate. I am not kidding you. So it's a Mexican hot chocolate. So there, it is spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Not overly spicy.
No.
Because I can't handle anything that's like super spicy, but I feel like that may be the best hot chocolate that I've had.
It was
I can't
so
think of another
good.
Hot chocolate that was that good. It was delicious.
It really, really, really
and
was.
And so when he came out like to talk about it, they use, didn't he say they use like an ice cream base
for making their ice cream?
For making their ice cream. Yeah, that's what they use to make the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And it was cream. It was the kind, I feel like a lot of times, yeah, it was thick and creamy and it stayed mixed. You know how sometimes you feel like hot chocolate separates a little bit?
Even if it is
with milk or they use cream, the chocolate seems to separate from it. It was so incorporated all together. It was like you took chocolate milk that you bought at the store, only made with heavy whipping cream, and mixed it in. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just so, it was delicious.
It was.
I can't wait to go there. So it's Baco. They're opening at Smallman Galley.
January
8th, I think. Is that their soft opening is January 8th? I don't know. They're going to be there January 8th, guys. Flock there.
Yeah.
We'll be in line.
We will.
It is. You don't want to miss it. It's so good. So we got to try that here just not too long ago, a few weeks ago. So we tried that in 2018. But that's one of our places to resolve to eat in 2019. Yeah.
Yeah. So if now I think we should move into like the places that we want to visit in 2019 before we wrap up that we haven't visited yet. Right.
But can we just say like we have a huge list of places. Like we haven't even touched on some of these other places, like things that we like to do, places we like to go. Gator Bites. Gator Bites at Muddy Waters. They're so good. We also love Merchant Oyster. Merchant is great to go to first Monday of the month where they do the suck and shuck. It's a lot of fun. They've got, you know, local chefs there or people that represent certain restaurants that are there. They shuck, they have a sucker, whoever can get in the most oysters in 2 minutes. It's a lot of fun.
It's a fun contest. Yeah.
It is. And they've got some great stuff on their menu. We happen to love their apple cake.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
They have a really good apple cake. Nice and warm and delicious. But lots of different places that we've been in. We've tried some of the different Southern barbecue places, Spork, Pit, and Walters. Like we've tried these places before. I don't know. There are tons of places that we've
sparking all of these other appetizers
that
were so good and all these memories.
Yeah.
But we have lots more podcasts to
we
make.
Do. Yeah.
So we'll be talking about all of these places.
We will. Because we will re-eat.
We
will re-eat, repeat eat. We are repeat eat offenders. Yeah, so what are some places? We have a reservation coming up that we made quite some time ago at Poulet Bleu, and we'll be sitting.
Wait.
So we call it the chef's table, but it's actually called the kitchen counter.
Yeah, because it is kind of a bar.
Yeah.
Paul and I went there on a date night once.
Right.
But I can't wait
and
for us to go
And you guys had a great
together.
Experience there.
Oh, we had an amazing experience.
Yeah. And so we're going, the four of us are going there coming up just next week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. So that's one of the the one places. Of the places, yeah, that we'll be eating soon.
Fish nor fowl is on my
Fish
list.
Nor fowl. That's it. Both are in the Richard Deschamps.
Yeah.
Group. We've had some good meals in his places, like Taco. Consistent. We love, you know, Taco. Mm-hmm. I know you're not really into octopus, but their octopus taco was delicious. They have a nice spicy drink there too. They've got a spicy cocktail there that's delicious.
Yeah.
That's another one. Fish nor fowl. Definitely want to try there. And while we're talking Richard Deschamps stuff, I mean, come on, guys. I know I'm not the only one. Lots of you have been waiting for Coupe de Ville to open. I feel like it keeps getting pushed back as other places are coming in, but those sandwiches.
Yeah, tell us about your experience at Picklesburg.
So I had the sandwich at Picklesburg. I feel like all, like just tons of foodies were posting about it. I hadn't been there. I hadn't been to Picklesburg yet, but as I'm watching as people were there, you know, I think we went on the second day or something. And people were posting about it. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I have to have this sandwich. And you can get different levels of heat with it. And I got mine with kimchi on it. It was so good. Just a crisp, like that outer. I mean, it's so crispy on the outside and like very tender and juicy in the center. And they use a great bun. And they've had some different pop-up events. Coupe de Ville has had different pop-ups at some of these kind of Pittsburgh events, you know, where they're people coming together and just with a variety of different things being served. But I think they're slated to open sometime early or maybe late spring.
Okay.
I don't know. 2019, I mean, I've got their space. It's 2019. So I hope that doesn't get pushed back anymore because my mouth is watering over that chicken sandwich. So good. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
So speaking of pop-ups, is Duncan Street going to have any more pop-up dinners? They were doing those dinners for a while. I haven't heard anything recently.
Okay, so
since
I don't know
opened.
That it's actually considered like a, I don't know that they're, were they considering them a dinners? Pop-up. It's not really a, I don't know that they're calling them a pop-up dinner, you know, but they do, it's, you know, very small. I think it only seats 12 to the table, and that's amazing. And we've done Duncan Street, the sandwich shop that's open in Millvale.
And that just opened at 2018 as well.
And they have amazing salad, amazing sandwiches, their bread's great. I'm a huge Rice Krispie treat kind of person. It's just like one of those kind of nostalgic treats as a kid. And they do what I think is kind of an adult version of Rice Krispie treats. I love how what they'll do on their Instagram too is they'll say, put a little vote out there, like, do you want this one or this one, you know, and people vote on what they think the next one should be. And they've done some really interesting combinations of some mature versions of a Rice Krispie treat, and they're so good, and they're great, they're really good people.
They are so nice. That's what really struck me
when we
went
in.
And I feel like that, even, you know, we were talking about, I hate to bring up Acorn again, but you get to see these personalities and how they interact with people.
Yeah.
And this is a couple who were just very kind, very friendly to us, took us on a little tour.
They did.
Through, showed us the dining room where they have the dinner, showed us the outside space. They were just really, really kind.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there and you love salads, sandwiches, they had some homemade cheeses, correct?
They had all kinds of stuff in
there.
They did.
Go visit them in Millvale. Yeah. They were great.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And they're new as well.
Yeah. That just opened in 2018.
Yeah.
So many places to go. So many places to try.
So, but as we're concluding, because I think we're kind of running out of time, but as we're concluding, if you had to choose one place, top of your list that you want to try in 2019, what would it be? I know this is spontaneous,
really,
people. We don't go through this in advance. So just wondering.
Yeah, like just to like say that off the cuff, I don't know, because there are a couple different things that I think of that I, for different reasons, why I would want to try. And so I'm going to say this one is for the overall experience. The Twisted Frenchman.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
He does like a 21 course meal. And it's just, first of all, like the plating is beautiful. And Drew, like, he's a young chef too. Yeah. Like, he's not even 30.
And didn't he study under Thomas Keller from the French Laundry in Napa, California?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He just, I think they just recently put out, I think he even shared, if you go to their Instagram, somebody had just done kind of a commercial video clip for them, and he shared it on there. And if you just look at what he does, it's just, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the plating is beautiful. It sounds like so much to do 21 courses, but you do it at the chef's table. So you're actually in the kitchen.
Yeah.
They have the table set up that's in the kitchen. What I like about that too is it feels a little bit, not that I think you have to get super dressed up to do it, but we kind of like the whole, you know, food and fashion thing. We're into the whole, you know,
we
dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it. You're going to go out and grab pizza or something. You might just, you know, run out in a pair of jeans or whatever. And you can eat. Everything is super casual now, you know, but I like the idea sometimes of just dressing up and doing something. And that feels like that would be more fancy. You know, you're going to go to a French restaurant and you're going to eat 21 courses of these beautifully plated, you know, things. I feel like.
Right.
So for me, I think that just for the experience,
yeah,
you know, for the experience of, and I'm sure it's delicious. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know, it's certainly not just the experience. I can imagine that it's just incredibly delicious, but.
Right. And it's the kind of place if you're having a monumental occasion, birthday, milestone anniversary, something like that, because it is extremely expensive.
It is, yeah.
For the 21 courses. Right. I don't know about the regular menu.
Yeah, they have other course options available. I think you could do like three courses, or maybe they don't do three, but they do. There are ones that you can do that are less than the full 21 courses.
But, yeah. But if you're out there looking for a way to celebrate something that's really, really special, you might want to check into that.
Yeah. Yeah, what's yours?
Oh my. There are so many places out there that I want to try. I mean, that's definitely on the top of my list, what you just said.
We've been talking about it.
We have for a very long time.
Because we were talking about wanting to do that as a, like, for our birthdays. Like, that was the way that we were going to celebrate our birthday. And there's still time, because we just celebrated my birthday. And we did that as like an in-home, you know, my dad prepared a meal for us and for my family. So, well, there's still time. Like, your birthday's January, so.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, we'll have to see about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really want to try fish nor fowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's just something it's been on my list. I've kind of been crossing things off a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Places that I want to go. There are so many different places. That's a hard question to answer. And I'm the one that asked it.
Yeah.
So.
And we've wanted to do Superior Motors. Like,
yes.
we've had some Kevin Sousa stuff at some different events that we've been to.
Yeah.
So we know that we like it. You know what I mean?
We do. Yeah.
But we have not actually been to Superior Motors yet. So are you refilling your wine glass, Jen?
Shh, nobody can.
I think they heard it. I heard it.
I put a little bit of wine in my glass.
Oh, I saw it too. So that's a place. And then also just someone else. Like, we've had things out at different events too, like from Justin Severino, also another amazing chef, Kevin Sousa of Superior Motors, Justin Severino, Cure and Morcia. Like, I would love to try to go to Cure. We haven't done that yet. And I don't know why. It's like been on my list forever. I don't know how certain things get pushed back for me, but it's kind of, I think sometimes it is actually when we go on to make a reservation and it's not available at a certain time.
Yeah, it
and,
takes a long time to get into places sometimes.
Yeah. So that's a.
And there are so many places that have been in existence that we want to try that we haven't tried, and so many more that are opening that we want to try. It's sometimes hard to choose, to pick and choose.
Yeah.
And it depends on the company. If it's just the two of us, we can go pretty much anywhere.
Right.
But sometimes people's palates are different. They don't want to go somewhere too fancy. They may not like certain things on the menu. And so we sort of have to tailor what we do according to who we're with.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's
totally
makes a big
fine.
Difference.
It gives us an opportunity to try lots of different things. Different.
Right.
Yeah. So. But anyway, so those are some great places that we've eaten in 2018 and some of the places that we resolved to eat in 2019. And we'll share lots of different things with you as we continue on this foodie journey.
Yeah. So we want to wish you a happy new year.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today. And if you have someplace that you resolve to eat, let us know.
Yeah,
we want to know where you've gone and where you want to go.
Right. Please share that with us. You can send us a message through Instagram, or you can email us star@gormanberggirls.com or
jen@gormanberggirls.com.
And give us a follow on Instagram @gormanberg. And that is GOURMANDBURGH.
And if you would be so kind to rate and review us and even subscribe to us on iTunes, we would so appreciate it. It helps other people to find our podcast.
Yes. Thanks for listening, guys.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.